Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So Donnie Football Friday, Donnie and myself out at Bowser Chevy in Monroeville in the studio they built just for us, City Limits, back in the home office. And man, we're talking about a pretty gigantic football game. It might not seem that way because the Steelers, no matter what, even if they lose these next two, will be playing for the division at home against Baltimore. But what a wonder it would be to get that final week off and to clinch before then, given the Ravens' schedule. That's possible. We won't get into all the permutations next, because the weird thing is the Ravens also control their fate right now. If they win out, they're in. And if they just win one of the next two, then all they would have to do is win here and they're in. So they're not in the worst position in the world either. I mean, it sure seems like it's going to come down to that, but the Steelers can make it interesting by winning in Detroit. So Donnie, you briefly touched on what kind of game you think it's going to be. Is that your score? 38-30 Lions?
Yeah, I think I'm going to stick with that. I think it will be one that we are entertained by for the entire 60 minutes. I don't think it will be, you know, say how Monday night was, where, you know, the Lions are up like 38-14 and the Steelers add a couple of cosmetic scores or something. I think this will be a game where the teams mostly go blow for blow. I really worry how much they will be able to get after Jared Goff. I mean, that will be the ultimate difference maker. I feel like Cam Hayward is somebody that has to have a really big game because of the dinged up interior offensive line for the Lions and the lack of what the Steelers now have coming off the edge. It feels like Cam has to be a guy, or Derek Harmon, who is going to be back. One of those guys has to emerge and have a pretty big game that can make a difference. But Jahmyr Gibbs is such an explosive player to me. I think they have still the best 1-2 punch of a backfield in football, because I like David Montgomery a whole lot too.
Laporta's still out, so they are hurting at tight end.
He didn't target a tight end once last week. He threw the ball 41 times. Mm. But Amon-Ra St. Brown is a phenomenal player. Jameson Williams, he's, you know, a bit of a loose cannon, kind of feels like a George Pickens type to me, but an insanely talented player, just one that you maybe have to reel in here and there. They have also continued to score well since Dan Campbell took over the offensive play calling duties. It's not like things went downhill.
Yeah, they're number one in the league in scoring.
So I think it will be a game where it is, you know, back and forth, really fun, exciting football. I think the Steelers can exploit them down the field a little bit. I think Aaron Rodgers will continue to look pretty good. I think DK Metcalf will look pretty good. Expecting a pretty steady diet of Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren. And soon enough here, Kenneth Gainwell is going to take over, it seems, as the number one guy because he's been just that good for them. He's been undeniable for them.
Yeah.
And I think it's either a point at the end of the game where the Lions score late and make it 38-30, or maybe they're up 38-30, the Steelers have the football, and they do get stopped, you know, in the final minutes of the game. But I think it'll be a fun one. A
really so do I. One. And I'm picking Steelers to lose 36-33. Lions 36, Steelers 33. What I want to see is the Steelers offense take one more step. I think they've been pretty good the past 2 weeks. But I want to see them just absolutely explode, like detonate. Do they have that gear to get to if necessary? Again, this is indoors against a banged up defense that has been riddled by some teams. It's time. It's time to see if that can happen. I think Adam Thielen might make a few plays in this game, Donnie. Wouldn't surprise me if MVS did again. Maybe we'll be talking about Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin and they're getting these receivers in a different light after this game. That's what I want to see. I want to see the ability to engage in a shootout with a powerful offensive team and have it come down to the wire. That would be very encouraging to me no matter what the result in this game. 412-928-9370. Let's hit the lines, Donnie, shall we? Listen to the Pomp and Joe Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week. 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Limits, who do we have?
Here is Nick. He wants to talk about the Steelers.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, how are you doing, fellas?
Good. What's up?
Awesome. Huge fan. I listen religiously from the AM to the Joe and Pomp show and then with Tony and Mueller.
Thank you.
I'm just baffled that we're still picking the Steelers to lose football games. I mean, at this point in the year, this is one of the biggest games that we've had, I would say, in the past 3 years. I mean, as a fan, you want them to win this game. And if they do lose the game and it goes down to week 18, are fans really going to pick the Ravens over the Steelers because of what happened? So I think there's just a line to where fans should be hyped that if it does come down to week 18, I mean, it's battle of the AFC North. I mean,
which fans are you talking about? Which fans
I'm
picked against
about
the Steelers?
Steelers fans. Steelers
Who's
fans,
picking against them?
Listening. I heard Pollard sticking against them. I know Pony goes back and forth, but at one point, Pony was rooting for the Ravens to beat the Steelers and have the Steelers lose out. And just as a diehard fan, I don't know how we're allowing that to happen.
Well, there's a difference between rooting for the Steelers to lose and picking them to lose, right, Donnie?
Yeah, I mean, I would say so. And thanks for the call, Nick. Now, what I will bring up there too, because when Nick first started going there, I was a little bit confused, but then he kind of wrapped a little bow around it. The last two games where they won in Baltimore and then they looked pretty dominant on Monday Night Football, if it wasn't for a couple of, you know, just, you know, cake touchdowns at the end by the Dolphins that made it look way closer than what it was. That was realistically a 28-3 game.
Yeah.
I mean, they thoroughly imposed their will on the Dolphins for the last 2.5 quarters. I will say this, though, going back to what Nick said there in his call, there was a lot of thought going into the Ravens game of, man, this is where things are really going to go south. The Ravens are going to keep going up. The Steelers will keep going down. They got up off the mat. They answered the bell. They won the football game. Some bad officiating. I don't know. Maybe weird call at the end of the game. Dumb rule. They called it the right way. That whole thing in Baltimore. Then they just beat up on the Dolphins. But there were plenty of people. There were, I mean, a ton. I felt like, you know, I mean, I certainly thought they were going to lose in Baltimore a couple of weeks ago. And then even Monday night, We were doing the show down at the casino. I had the pregame show down at the casino. The amount of people that called in or replied to us on social media that said, well, here comes a classic Tomlin game. Oh, they'll fail here.
Why wouldn't they say that?
McDaniel will create circles around him. So there were plenty of people doubting that the Steelers could take care of the Dolphins.
Yeah. Well-earned. Well-earned doubt. Well-earned rage. Well-earned despair in the Steeler fan base, and beating the Miami Dolphins in Tua hardly erases that. A two-game winning streak hardly erases that. Now, does that mean there's people out there saying now, man, I hope they lose because of draft position now? No.
Well, we're beyond that point.
I think we're beyond that point. But we're not beyond the point of where's this season going, and if they don't win a playoff game, is it another failure? Yeah, I'd say getting close to a decade without one would constitute another failure. Now, if they win the division and Buffalo comes to town or, the Chargers, and they lose a great battle, you know what I mean, that goes down to the wire, maybe I'll feel a little differently, because really the fact of the matter is they haven't come close to winning a playoff game.
It hasn't been competitive.
Yeah. Just give me a season where you're competitive in the biggest game. You know,
yeah,
I mean, I don't think that's asking much.
Yeah, if they were to lose a playoff game to Josh Allen and they lose 27-24, then it's okay. The streak continues. You know, I'm sure we're still going to take our jabs at that, but at least they looked like they were in it. It looked like they had a pulse. I mean, they've come out in so many playoff scenarios where it's like they'd rather be anywhere but there.
Right.
And before we know it, it's a 3-score football game.
So we know they're not the Dolphins, and that was the quarrel I had with Andrew Rooney the second the other day, Art Pony the second, when suddenly from out of nowhere, after years of attacking the Steelers for their apparent stance that, hey, we're not doing so bad, at least we're above the mean, he seemed to suddenly be okay about that. It wasn't. Hey, maybe the fire Tomlin chants were mistimed. I didn't have a quarrel with him going back and forth on that. We all go back and forth on our opinions, but the overall overriding sentiment that maybe things aren't really that bad around here. Well, they have been, actually.
And that's the problem. Too many people think it's not that bad around here.
And I didn't think Andrew Filippone was one of them.
And you know, sometimes we're going to let, like, people that are fans of the Dolphins, of the Jets, of the Browns.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Say, well, you know, it really isn't so bad for you guys. You're always in the mix. Like, yeah, that's also part of the problem. They're 9-8 or maybe 10-7. They get blown out in the first round of the playoffs, and then they're drafting 22nd overall. Like,
yes,
yeah, that is a reason why there is a problem here.
And right. Is it really that?
I don't need to be talked to by the fans of, you know, teams that win 5 games a year.
That's patronizing.
Yes.
You guys have it so good. You never win a playoff game or even come close, but you have it so good. If the question is it really that round here with the Steelers? The answer is No, it's really not that bad, and that's the problem.
Yes.
Because it's really not that good either. So change it. Do at least a little something different. At least be competitive in a playoff game. At least come close.
I also wonder, in a way, if the chance, which I thought at the time and place were absolutely justified, you know, the fire Tomlin chance, the booing of Renegade, it was venomous in that building.
Years in the making.
On that day, yes. It was a buildup of 8 years of playoff losses in the wild card round or the first playoff game of the year.
Yep.
And they were getting blown out in a big spot at home. They had the 425 CBS game, one that we haven't had in Pittsburgh in a few years. And they took that opportunity to get blown out in the second half and just look like they had no life. It resembled a playoff game in a way. I also wonder if that was a bit of a motivating factor for the coach and even more so the players.
Yeah.
Mike Tomlin acknowledged that he heard it, and he really didn't even have that much to go against the fans with. The players were the ones more upset about it. Jalen Ramsey was upset about it. Other players were upset about the chance. Maybe that put a chip on their shoulder. Maybe that, in a way, has helped turn the season a little bit.
I don't think that's a crazy thought. And maybe if this turns out well in the end, we look back on that as the time the Steelers hit rock bottom. The reactions were very justified and perfectly well-timed. They deserved it. And that proved to be the sort of rebound point, you know? Hit bottom and rebound back up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.